Can I have a chat with you? I'm from 3CR. I'm just going to go around the place and have a chat with people. Have you been seeing the Pride March over years?
I have, yes.
Can you tell me a little? I mean, it's obviously very well organised because you've got egg and bacon rolls down there.
We have, yes. Well, we have the Poof Doof here in the afternoon, so we get a massive crowd here. It's a big day for the bowling club and a good opportunity for us to make some money during the course of the year and celebrate what Kilda's all about.
At the beginning, it would have been a big deal to stand out on the streets like this. Now it's done with more confidence.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's part of what this is all about, I guess, is inclusion and acceptance of people for who they are and what they are.
The program that I'm doing this for is worker-focused, and I noticed that over time people are gathering under banners from their workplaces. Have you noticed that too?
Absolutely. You look at all the shirts and the particularly the big organisations. You know, we've got Scouts and we've got, you know, KPMG and all big firms, Woolworths, they all put a lot of time and effort into their uniforms to march.
Yeah, so what they're really saying is at least 30% of the population can stand up with pride.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
Thanks.
No worries.
Egg and bacon rolls, egg and bacon rolls.
Can you tell me about your group?
Yes, hi, we are Scouts Victoria. My name's Katie, I'm a Scout and Joey leader. This is my second time here and our numbers are growing each year. So we've got nearly 300 Scouts all the way from 5 to adults of all ages. We're all marching together as one and it is such an amazing organisation. Yeah, nearly 300 of us marching today.
So how has it felt over time to be able to self-identify with the organisation that you love working with?
It's been easy from the start. I've never felt that I couldn't be anything but myself. And it's just been so nice to be able to be here for my kids, to be like, it's okay to be who you are, to support each other.
Thanks for talking to me.
No worries. Have a great day.
You too. Just collecting voices from people who are preparing to go on the march. Can you tell me why it's important to be here today?
I think there weren't enough people who looked like me when I was a kid doing these sorts of things.
Well, you're younger people, so do you see it, and you, as you're talking about Trump, do you find it a bit weird that it should, again, be pushing back against people and their self-identification?
Yeah, it feels like we're going backwards when we should be going forwards, you know? Like,
That battle's been fought and won. You know, people self-identifying their sexuality, that they have a place in society, that they're not on the fringes, they're actually part of the world that we live in.
Yeah. I feel like that is being won, especially by events like this, with, like, we're saying, hey, listen to us, you know? We're not, like, on the fringes or anything. We're out there, you know? It's, like, making a stand against it. So I definitely feel like we're winning, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to me.
No worries.
Well, you're nicely dressed up. You should talk to me. Go on, talk to me. Why is it important?
I think it's really important because although the situation for a lot of queer people has improved, it's still really important that we're able to say that despite changes happening within the political landscape, we are still here and we still have things we need to fight for. We are just people.
Thanks.
Thank
you. I'm from 3CR. Oh,
right.
And I'm just collecting voices before the march. Have you been watching this Pride March grow bigger over time, or is this your first time?
I've been here many times. Many, many times indeed. I'm with the Motor Defence Car Club.
Righto. Good, yep. So tell us why it's important.
Oh, it's definitely important to be visible, to let anyone that's not in the LGBTQA+ community. No, yeah, we do exist, and there's more than just one or two of us. While we may be a minority group compared to the majority, we're still a group that exists, and we are ourselves. Should be entitled to be ourselves as well.
Has it grown, the march?
Well, since I've been coming, it's probably remained around about the same, I think, since I've been coming, because there's been some groups that have dropped out, some that are perhaps straight groups even, that were allies, that have dropped out perhaps.
So, yeah, why do you think that happened?
The same.
Why do you think that happened?
Well, they may be thinking, well, you know, we've got the gay marriage and all that passed through legislation, so, you know, they don't need the assistance, those kind of people as much, no more. I think that's what those sort of groups may be thinking.
There was a lot of controversy last year because people didn't want corporate, they thought it was getting, you know, a bit corporate, and also the police wanted to put a float in.
Yep.
Now, someone else said to me that for people to stand up under their work groups and say they're gay,
yep,
is quite a powerful and brave thing to do.
Oh yeah, be very. You have to take a lot of guts, I think. Just go out and tell your work colleagues, yes, I am gay, etc.
Yeah, so there's two sides to that story,
yeah,
isn't
there? Yeah, so you know, you're always coming out, so to speak, always. You're always coming out of the closet all the time to different people. Whether it's work or people in the community or just, you know, people normally are on the street or something.
Yeah, because people think that a gay person looks in a particular way or something.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, well, I suppose I'm pretty much a straight actor, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Assumptions.
Yes.
And why negative?
Why negative? Oh.
Why negative assumptions?
I don't know. I just have that feeling, I suppose. It's part of having to always come out and always trying to explain to people, no, I am different. And they start saying, well, why haven't you got a girlfriend or a wife or whatever the case may be? And so I'm sorry, but I don't like women in that way. I get on quite well, I've got quite a lot of lesbian friends and so forth, but I'm just not interested in girls in that way.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Okay, thanks very much for talking to me.
Yeah. Okay then.
I'm from 3CR.
From
3CR?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And have you come here just as people or have you come under any flags?
Yeah, we're here to support our mate who works for one of the companies that's marching today.
Okay, and why is it important for people to be marching under their company banner?
I think diversity is super important. I think it's recognising that the workplace is full of people from the whole ambit of the community and LGBTI plus Q plus Q plus and all the pluses, everyone together, whether that's, you know, and diversity, it's super important, like collaboration together, bringing different perspectives, sharing thoughts and views. So yeah, we're super proud to be here today to support our mate and his workplace.
So we have just come to be part of the Pride March that magnifies, you know, the pride that is within the community,
okay,
the queer community. So it's quite interesting to be part of the march this year.
Yeah, yeah, and what does it mean to you? Why?
For me as a person, as an asylum seeker who just came in here as a queer person, having faced prejudices within my country that we don't even have an opportunity to gather as this much as a queer community, for me this implies and reflects, you know, the confidence and resilience and opportunity to understand that my human rights are fundamental in spaces like Australia. And for me this speaks to the advocacy and, you know, community voices that are within the space.
You've got such a great smile. I can tell it's really heartfelt.
So amazing.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.